Well, that bit about the library in Canberra, I think, Colin, leads us nicely into the dissolving of Mid Glamorgan and Rumney Valley and Islwyn councils, and Caerphilly County Borough Council taking over. We didn't do so well during the initial election in 1996, did we?
No, we end up with 9 seats, right from the Rumney Valley, and Keith Lloyd from the Islwyn side. We did make that 10 after a by-election in Blackwood a year before 99, when Darren Jones was elected. But we then went from those 10 seats before the election to 39 afterwards, due to a huge dissatisfaction in the Islwyn area with the new Caerphilly County Borough, very much about huge rises in council tax. Lindsay Whittle had been elected leader. Myself and Alan Pritchard were deputies. We also had Judith Pritchard, Kyra Gwynn, Malcolm Parker, Rob Goff, Phil Bevan, Darren Jones and Kevin Viney at various times. There were huge issues that that we had to address. We were actually presented with the cabinet system. Blair had brought in the legislation for a cabinet system prior to that election, and we were handed the plans that had been worked out by Graham Court to have 7 people on the cabinet.
Graham Court, of course, being the Labour leader.
Yeah, Graham Court, the leader of the Labour group. And in fact, the cabinet initially met in secret, and only cabinet members were circulated with cabinet papers.
Oh, gosh.
One of the first challenges that I recall having was a situation in Machen where the local activists had raised a huge amount of money for the library. They needed a fairly modest contribution from Caerphilly to make that scheme go. Officers were recommended not to do it, but we decided to actually go ahead, and we actually funded that difference. But again, there were local members there who were campaigning and complaining that they hadn't got a clue what was going on because everything was being done in secret. Before too long, we decided that it was a nonsensical system, and we opened up cabinet members to the public. And natural justice was that all councillors obviously had the papers for cabinet meetings. There were lots of other issues that we had to contend with. Obviously, the expansion of bilingual education is one of the things that is a constant issue that the council has looked at over the years. And we brought in
there was great advances in bilingual education and applied there. One thinks of Bosanan in Aberbargoid and Pen Achdai in Estrymenach.
Yeah, these were established, and in fact, I was on the initial governing body for Ysgol Pen Achdai, and we spent endless meetings discussing the diktat of Jane Davidson, who was the relevant minister at the time, who had said that the school had to be a bilingual school, but nobody really knew what a bilingual school was.
Including Jane Davidson, of course.
Including Jane Davidson. And there were visits to a couple of schools in West Wales, and again, it eventually became a normal Welsh language school. But not without a lot of fuss and wasted time on doing that. Cut for a minute.
So so it was a bit of a disappointment, Colin, to have lost control in 2004 after a lot of good work had been done. But we didn't lose that many seats.
No, Labour initially had 37 seats, which just gave them a majority. They did win a couple more in by-elections subsequently. But we did manage to regain control in 2008. We actually formed an alliance with 3 of the independents on the authority to give us that majority. In fact, the two independents in the cabinet were Ron Davies, ex-Secretary of State for Wales, and Colin Hobbs, an ex-Labour County Councillor who had been elected as independents in Bedworth, Sir Thomas and Machan. I feel it was a very successful period. We achieved a lot. The libraries were built in Risca. The Hanbury Road Chapel in Bargoed was converted into a fantastic a facility. Blackwood was renovated. And in fact, we put the finance in place for the flagship Caerphilly Library in the town centre, which was replacing the old library, which had been out of date for many decades. Mm. We also faced a decision where Blackwood Miners Institute had actually got into a state where you either did something with it or you shut it. And in fact, we dedicated £1.5 million to totally renovate the Blackwood Miners. Something else that we were very concerned with was a lack of job opportunities for youngsters, and we put £500,000 into the council budget to provide apprentice and job experience schemes for young people in the borough. There was the ever growing problem of Ysgol Gafyn Cwmrwmni. The actual numbers going in were outgrowing the original school site, and the various pieces of the jigsaw were put into place for the extension to Ysgol Gafyn Cwmrwmni to be built on the Gwindi site, the former St Eilean School in Caerphilly, which in fact has now successfully opened. Something else which has been recently opened is the Centre of Sporting Excellence in Ustradmore,
oh, yeah,
which in fact we put the finance in place for. And again, one of the flagship achievements, I feel, of that administration was the fact that council tax in the area did not rise for 3 years, because we in fact had no rise for 2 years running into the election. I think a significant reminder of our success was the Labour leader of council after the 2012 election, when Harry Andrews in fact read out a list of aims for the Labour administration in the years to come, and in fact something like 99% of the schemes that he read out were things that had been put in place by Plaid before the election. That was how well we had done, and how good the plans were we'd put in place to carry on. It was unfortunate that the Labour Party, I think, conned the electorate. We lost, for example, 3 seats in St James's ward with 3 very hard working councillors, where the Labour Party had actually gone round and emphasised the fact that to people that they must vote against Cameron. Does Cameron know where Caerphilly is? Does he care? Has he ever heard of us? But unfortunately.
But in Lansbury Park, they also put the rumour around that Plaid were closing the police station.
Yes, the Labour Party are never strangers to lying when it suits them. And in fact, and they also rely on the fact that the general public don't know the difference between one set of politics and another.
Yeah.
For something like 18 years, they'd use Thatcher as a reason to vote for Labour in anything, including community council elections. And by 2012, they had taken over, or Cameron had taken over as the bogeyman, and that was the Labour message on the doorstep: vote against Cameron. They couldn't attack our record and on the council, but they were just interested in getting back, and that was the method, I feel, that they gained their success with.
There's no doubt about it that that was a travesty of justice, and as soon as they got in, of course, they immediately increased the remuneration for senior officers. And we found the benefit of that in a by-election here in August 2013. What are the prospects then, Colin, of us taking control of the council again during the next election?
Well, I think the reality is that Caerphilly County Borough has changed hands at every election since it started. So the track record says that we should actually take over again next time.
Well, let's hope so.